I'm joined by Kerry captain Fionn Fitzgerald. Fionn, exciting times wearing a Kerry shirt.
Yeah, look, Tim, there's no doubt about it. I suppose, as I said, when we set out at the start of the year, it was all about gearing ourselves toward the third Sunday in September, and that's where we are now. I suppose at this stage, it's about converting our chances and basically getting over the line. But yeah, we're happy where we are at the moment.
And Fionn, it's been an amazing journey, I suppose, this year. You look at our form and in the league, I suppose, it was very iffy. And I suppose the one good thing, and it transpired the last day, is Amphis Morris has given youth its fling and approved it with your bench the last day against Mayo.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point. Look, it has been a topsy-turvy year, and we'll say the league from a league point of view anyway, but we knuckle down in between the league and the championship. We were very, very, there's massive belief within our own group, with our own circle, so I think that was always important. We never doubted ourselves. And Eamon has given youth its fling, absolutely. But there's a nice blend, I think, between youth and the experience, and I think that's what served us well so far.
And I suppose going back to that league, it was great that we stayed up in the division, but you're preparing all the time for the championship. Some tough games in that championship as well, Fionn. You went down to Innes, it wasn't easy, and probably the way it phased itself, the championship, massive game against Cork, James O'Donoghue, your rival here in Killarney and the Legion, clocked up 10 points. I think Kerry folk, I suppose, out there then were beginning, a small bit of belief was beginning, because Cork were favourites in that game and Kerry put in a 5-star performance.
I suppose, as you said, I don't think people give Clare enough credit. They were a very tough opposition, and I suppose it was our first game in maybe 12 weeks or something like that. They were coming off two games in a row, so they had momentum too. The Cork game was, obviously, that was a fantastic team performance. James is outstanding that day, but Galway was a little bit a matter of maybe getting over the line, or we didn't maybe hit the high notes of the Cork game. But the two Mayo games were titanic tussles. They were massive, I suppose, character building experiences for everyone. And look, we're where we are, and we're delighted to be.
Fionn, how pleasing is that to you being captain? I suppose you'll say it yourself, I'm no different to any other player. It's just that you're put in front of guys like me for interviews. How pleasing must that be to be a player, to come through that battle with guys of an extended panel?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Tim. I mean, it was fantastic to watch the last day. I mean, I think we used 23 players in total. I mean, that's nearly unheard of at this stage before. To a man, everyone contributed. So that's hugely satisfying. And I suppose gives us huge confidence even going into the final.
And I suppose a surprise on the other side, it's somebody, I suppose we must talk about Jim McGuinness and his charges. A huge surprise the way they turned over Dublin.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. I don't know. Do I subscribe to that fully? Because I think if you look at the farm line, 2012 they're All Ireland champions. 2013, maybe things didn't go as well. But they're used to being in big games, and they've done very well against a lot of the big teams. So I think that they won their game on merit, and we won our game on merit. So look. That's where we are.
And there's no strangers to Croke Park, or there are no strangers to the final. I suppose there's two managers, two, I suppose, up and striving, aggressive managers that want victory up against each other. There's a battle even on the sideline on the All-Ireland Day as well, Fionn.
There is, I suppose, but I mean, they do their bit. They trust the team after that, I suppose it is interesting from that point of view, maybe a side note, but look, it's all about the team and the whole team environment that we have kind of fostered, that Eamon has fostered with us over the last year or two, and hopefully that'll be what'll take us over the line on Sunday.
Midfield, I have to talk about it. It's where you win the primary possession. Brilliant to see the likes of David Moran, the Cairns O'Rahilly's man, Anthony Maher, and I'm sure there's two or three other players, no different to your own club man, Johnny Buckley, that can play in that sector. It's great that Kerry have options in that middle third.
Yeah, I think that's one of the real strong points of our team. In any game, we've all played in different positions. I don't think any of the backs are stuck to one area. We don't particularly bother where we play. Same goes for the middle and out around the forward line. I mean, the likes of Johnny has played midfield, wing forward, centre forward. It hasn't really bothered. Dave Moore and Anthony Maher were absolutely outstanding the last day. Likewise, they've been very adaptable as well. So I think it augurs well for a team when you can move guys around in those kind of positions. Yeah,
and I have to talk about your forwards. We know the power of the Dunica Walsh that covers every blade of every field he plays in. The likes of Declan could be playing in the 40. Whoever we have, Mikey Ganey does the job in the half forward line. But I suppose a lot of the talk is about the inside line, the Paul Ganey and star Kieran Donaghy, the Stacks man coming on and having such an influence, maybe pulling you back from the brink in games. And of course, James O'Donoghue, the new pin-up, I hope you don't mind me calling him that in Kerry football. What's happening there, Fionn, is that there's guys beginning to click at the right time.
I don't think James would be too fond of that one, the pin-up. Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. I don't think the team players that we have at the moment are too worried about who gets the scores or whatever, but there's no doubt about it. They're in a rich vein of form. Kieran's confidence high. He's worked incredibly hard to get to where he is, and there's no man that deserves it more than he is at the moment. So, look, we're still very much the feet are on the ground or whatever, but the idea of the forwards going well or whatever and being adaptable, that definitely is a kind of a major part of our game at the moment, definitely.
Dublin had a game plan going in where they were going to blow them off the boards early on, and they really, I suppose, did in the first 10 minutes, go and fought 5-6 mm-hmm. points. Then it's as if Donegal lured them into a false sense and they begin to put their plan in place. How can Kerry adapt?
Look, I suppose we'll definitely be focusing on Donegal too, like anyone. Every team deserves respect, and you have to, at this level, it's very important to prepare for different teams. But I think we're very, very much confident in what we can bring to the table. And like, we're not a one-dimensional team. I think we've a number of different types of ways we can play. So we'll see how it goes.
Fionn, for the club, it means a lot. We know what Colm Cooper has done for the club, and he could be there if he was, I suppose, fit and well. It must mean a lot to you because you're carrying the weight of, I suppose, the Dr. Crokes club, the weight of Killarney people, and the weight of Kerry on your shoulders.
I don't know, am I carrying it, to be honest. I think it's very much a share burden. Myself and Kieran have taken this year. Obviously, Cullen was unfortunately injured earlier on the year, but he's been a great presence behind the scenes as well. Crokes have been a massive part of my career, and I'm very proud to represent my club, absolutely. But I think it's been very much a shared responsibility, and I think the team environment or the team setting that we kind of have got going this year, that has been the major hallmark of our team, and I think if we are to win on Sunday, that'll be the same kind of situation.